Siegel in the morning with Patch and Amy.
It's the third week of January, which is when most people give up on their fitness New Year resolutions. And we also found out that today is, they deem it as Blue Monday because it's when the time of the year where your credit card bills start rolling in, that you have nothing to look forward to, your credit card bills from the holiday. You have nothing to look forward to as far as vacation or holiday-wise until really Easter.
So you got a long stretch.
Months. Yeah, and the weather's cold and you're stuck inside. So Blue Monday, we figured we'd cheer you up. And we invited some local bloggers, fitness instructors, well, I know her from my spin class at the Dover YMCA, that no matter how you, it's Courtney and Christine, you guys are from jonesinforarun.com. That's a fitness blog you guys work on that I read last night. And you have Hot Mom Check-In, which was huge and very inspiring because I'm like, man, I ate a bag of Rolos yesterday looking at Hot Mom Check-In. Usually I eat Rolos and watch Biggest Loser because I'm like, I'm not as big as them. But yesterday I ate Rolos looking at Hot Mom Check-In. I'm like, tomorrow's the day. We're going to get all back together. But I know you from the Dover YMCA spin class, and you came back, you had a baby and came back. Like, I don't think your organs were even settled yet. You came right back, and for whatever reason, you can talk during the whole class, you smile, and you're sweating and you work out, but I'm dead. I can't, my arms like won't raise up at the end of the class. So we're excited to have you in today.
Thank you.
And there's a bunch of things we want to talk about. Most importantly, jonesinforarun.com. You guys just put a blog post up about how to stick to your New Year fitness resolutions. What are some tips you figure as a mom? Christine, are you a mom as well? Do you have kids?
I have two kids.
You have two kids. All right, make sure you're talking to the mic. You guys can pull it back and forth. That's okay. How do you find time between working and the kids to make sure you're getting your time in and to make sure you're taking care of yourself?
Well, for me, this is Courtney. It's all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
So I work out a schedule with my husband. For me, I love working out first thing in the morning. Jimmy is not.
You just wake up and go?
No, I do not. It took me a couple weeks to really get into it. But, I mean, I get up almost every morning at 4:30, get to the Y at 5:30, work out, get my time in, and then I'm back home before Jimmy and the baby are even up.
Yeah. So it's a challenge trying to squeeze it in, and it's the same thing for us as well. It's like, you know, we're in here early and, you know, we're up at, I mean, I get up at 3:25.
Yeah.
And then by the time you kind of get home at, say, like 12:30, 1 o'clock, you've already done your day, and then, you know, there's things to do around the house. And I've done some while I was off, not quite as early, because I've been off for a week. But the week prior when I was at work, I got up a couple of mornings at 3 and went downstairs and did some treadmill time and stuff, because at least I know I can get it in that way. Otherwise, it just falls to the wayside.
People think, and I'm guilty of this, and I've come to try to change that a little bit, because last year I started running, and you know, we've done a 3K. We've done the boys and girls we did together, the boys and girls club 3K, 5K rather. And I'll run it. You run 3 miles in half hour, figure, give or take. But for some reason, I was the mentality that unless it's an hour or a 90-minute workout, it doesn't really count. Is that the case?
No. The biggest thing about making fitness a part of your life, you don't have to commit 3-4 hours a day.
Mm.
You could do 15-minute walk break. Do that twice a day. You might get 1.5 miles in. Do that over a course of a year. It's 390 miles a year. You might otherwise walk.
Wow. So even if you just take a bit of your lunch break and go out, and how important you guys, I know you came in your fitness and your workout clothes. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And you said you're going for a run together. So does having somebody who's willing to go for a run with you, does that help? Does that motivate you?
I think sometimes on those days when you don't even want to get up out of bed, knowing that you've committed to a partner, you have to be there. You have to show up. You can't just say, well, I'm not going, and press the snooze button and go back to bed.
Because it's easier than having to call and be like, listen, I really don't feel like doing this. And be like, come on, fatty, get out of here and do this with me.
Basically.
Yeah.
All right, jonesinforarun.com. You guys are going to hang out with us for a minute? All right, cool. It's jonesinforarun.com. If you want to check out their blog, Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy on Eagle 97.7.